All right, if you've got your sword of the Spirit with you, I want you to turn. Get open to Psalms chapter 84. Psalms 84. The sword of the Spirit. Did you know the Word of God is God's spiritual sword?
Yes.
How can you fight without it? Amen. It's my sword. It's how I overcome my enemy. Turn that bright edge, that sharp edge to chapter 84. Let's look on down. Verse 5. Well, actually, just look at verse 4. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Man, oh man. There's a blessing pronounced in God's house. Wow. They will be still praising thee, Selah. That's a Hebrew word there that when the psalmist penned it, he would pause and lay his pen down and think about what he just said. Wow.
Yeah.
And he says, wow, think about what I just wrote. Blessed, and look at the word blessed here. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee.
Strength is in thee.
And whose heart are the ways of them who passing through, not staying there, who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. And Baca there means through the valley of weeping.
Right.
We're just passing through, Brother Jason.
Yeah.
Through the valley of Baca, they make it a well while they're there. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear. O God of Jacob, Selah. Think what I just told you.
Yes.
Meditate on it. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Notice, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Here's where I want to focus the whole attention. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. In this past few days of this week, Brother Jason is reading through my Bible, and every time I come to that little five-letter word, trust, it would leap up off the page.
Thank God.
It was there. It was in my eyes. It just rose to the top of my heart. What am I going to do, Lord? Is this what you want me to teach on?
Yeah.
If I could title this morning, which I did, Putting Our Trust in God in Times Like This. Notice we're going to go somewhere. It's obvious to all of us that we're living in a time of great fear and anxiety. Can you agree with that?
Yeah.
People are worried and they're afraid. Yeah. It's a time of uncertainty. We question as we look into tomorrow. We wonder about the future. What does it hold? What will we face in these uncharted waters that we're now sailing in? Well, it looks dark and gloomy, and it sure looks hopeless, don't it?
Yeah.
The news is always bad. The papers filled with it, the radio, the TVs. And it's getting worse and waxing worse. When the whole world is in chaos, what do we, the Christian, do?
Yeah.
Oh, God. The sinner and the ungodly have no hope. They have no one to go to. Nobody to turn to give them true help and peace in their hearts. The lamp of the wicked shall soon go out, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. While millions are lost and groping in the darkness, what does the righteous do? Glory. When the world is sinking and when it's going down all around us, what does God's children, the righteous, do? We put our trust in a true and living and unfailing God. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Oh, what a contrast between the righteous and the unrighteous. between the sinner and the saint. How many can say this morning, we've got a blessed hope?
Yeah.
We've got a blessed hope, hallelujah. I live in that hope. That faith is keeping me in my God. I don't want my faith to give out, do you? Psalms 34 and 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I want you to notice and look at the two words in each of these verses that I read to you. Blessed and trust. Blessed and trust. When God uses the word blessed when describing a man that trusts in him, or a woman, it means they're glad and they're happy and they're prosperous.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm happy. Glory. Do I have battles? Yes. Do I fight afflictions? Yes. Do I come up against the enemy and the devil hits me on every side? You better believe it. Do I face fiery darts? Yes, I do. But I'm happy. I got something to be happy for. Raise your little hand. I've got hope in Jesus. He never loses a battle. Praise God. He never tells a lie. When he makes a promise, hallelujah, he makes it and he fulfills it. Glory to God. It's an anchor. Every word of God, you can hide it in your heart. It is an anchor that'll hold you. It will not fail. Every word that the prophets have spoken, not one word has failed to thy ground. Hallelujah to God. It is still true. You can put your faith in God this morning.
Amen.
Blessed is that man. He's prosperous. You might be poor as a whippoorwill, as the Wayne Countyans say.
Yeah.
You might barely be able to rub two Abraham Lincolns together to pay your bills. But if you got Jesus and God's taking care of you, and if you're just skimping by, you're blessed.
Blessed.
Glory to God. You know why you're blessed? Because you've got the eternal one living right down in your heart.
Yes.
You've got eternal life that nobody can take away from you. The devil cannot huff and puff and blow it away. Thank you, Lord. Raise your little hand to him. I've got something. Brother Tommy, I've got something way down in my heart that is keeping me this morning. Hallelujah. I've got an inheritance over there laid up for me. The moth can't eat it. The rust can't eat it away. Come on now. The thieves cannot break through and steal. How many can say, Brother Tommy, I with all of my heart, I'm a laying up treasure. I'm still a praying. I'm still a praising him. I still love him. Hallelujah. Woo, I'm blessed. I'm prosperous. Whoa. In here. Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Don't look at me when I wear a frown and when my body's racked with pain, because on the inside of my heart, I've got hope. Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Tom.
Woo. Glory to God. It means you're blessed. It means that that person is happy because they know they have the Lord and they've got hope in him. The Lord told me, I told Mary before I even started in this, as I was starting in it, I said, the Lord told me to go and give the people hope this morning.
Yes.
Now we can focus a lot on the pandemic, and we can focus on this, and we can focus on sin and all the bad and the wrong. The Lord told me in the Spirit, he said, go speak comfortably to them this morning.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord. We're going to go somewhere. Oh, God. We've got hope in him. Now, notice, when you really know something, when you really know it, and to really know it, you have to experience some things.
Right.
Amen. We know that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope that maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. What gives us hope? What is it gives you hope this morning? What is it? What brought you here this morning? Why is it that you still launch out? You go against the grain. You still press on. Because you've got experiences in your background. You've got experiences from yesterday. That the God of your yesterday that helped you then is your God of today. Raise your hand and pray. I feel him. I feel him. I feel him.
Oh,
he's in this house this morning. He's the God of your past. He hasn't forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. Jesus said, my Father's greater than I. No man can pluck you out of my Father's hand. Isaiah said that we're engraved in the palm of his hand. As he sits there on the throne, on a snow-white throne, his hands grip the side of that throne. He looks at him every now and then. He holds you, every child of God. He looks and sees your name every day. You're engraved. He cannot forget you, and he will not leave you. Speak comfortably, Lord, to us this morning. Give us a blessed hope. I'm happy because I've got hope.
That's right.
Yes.
Glory. All right. When you really, really know something, you're confident. And when you are confident, you have a blessed assurance deep inside of you that no matter what comes or what goes, your trust is in God.
Amen.
You trust Him to bless you. You trust Him to keep you. We must realize, Brother Scotty, more and more that even though we are blood-bought children of God, our total dependence is upon Him every moment of every day that we live. I realize that I cannot do anything without Him. I am helpless without His presence. I am totally helpless without His hand of mercy to keep me. Give Him a way for Him. Hallelujah! I'm helpless and hopeless and worthless and useless and no good unfit, but I am a child of God. I'm a King's kid this morning. Well, the blood has been applied. Thank God for the power in the blood this morning.
Amen.
Trust. You ever read the Bible and just words leap off at you? One word or maybe one whole scripture just leaps, just floats to the top of your spirit. Man, what am I going to do with this? I can't get a word away from that five-letter word, trust. Trust, trust, trust. Oh, the power in it. Oh, the power. Oh, the power in trust. You trust God when you cannot see clearly around you. What was it Job said? He said, he's not in front of me. I can't find Him on the right hand. I can't perceive Him on the left.
Yes.
And I look around and He's not back there.
Come on.
He said, but He knoweth the way that I take.
That's right.
And when He had tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Though He slay me. See, Job did not have. And that's one of the oldest books in our Bible. Written way back before Abraham. Somewhere in that area, there was a man that lived in the east. His name was Job. Come on now. Job didn't have a Bible. He didn't have a law to go by. He knew nothing only what God would deal with him and just in person.
Yeah.
But he got into a point, he said, though God slay me, yet will I trust Him. His wife walked up and saw the mess that he was in, covered with sore boils. They were oozing. He took a piece of potsherd, of broken pottery, and he'd scraped the wounds. They burnt, they itched, probably worms come out of it. He lost weight. He didn't want to eat. He said, the egg, the yolk of the egg, that everything that I look at, I am sick. I've lost weight. I have no desire to eat. I don't want to eat, be in this mess. He shaved his head. He sat down in a pile of ashes. How much lower can you go? Hallelujah. His wife, you know, a lot of people look at his wife and like, man, she's a dirty dog with that old devil. But look, you know, if that's what it takes for you, Job, to get out of your misery. And she wasn't looking at the ramifications of cursing God, but she just wanted him out of that suffering. I hate to see you suffer so bad. And he looked up, curse God and die, just curse Him and die. Oh, he looked up in a pile of ashes and said, woman, you speak like a foolish woman. Naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return thither. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. My change is going to come. It ain't always going to be this way. God's going to turn the table. Woo! I might be down now, but I'm going to be blessed. Hallelujah!
Yes.
Glory, glory, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm coming out. Well, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this valley. I'm gonna praise his name. I'm gonna praise his name. I'll raise both hands and I'll praise his name. I'm coming through. I'm coming out. Did he raise your little hand? Hey, Lord, the Lord has made me more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Ask old Paul, ask Jesus, ask Simon Peter, and all the persecution and the floggings and the beatings and the stonings and the shipwrecks. They said we had hope, and God knew exactly where we were, and he brought us through, and he raised us up, and he kept us, and he fed us. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Been down to rock bottom. Paul said, I know. He said, how it is to be a base, and I know how it is to abound. I know what it's like to be at rock bottom, and I know how it is to be on top of the mountain.
Yeah.
But there's something keeping me. Hallelujah to God. Well, look at this word trust. It is a deep down assured reliance on the character and the ability and the strength and the truth of God. I can rely on him. I'm assured of him. Hope and faith is wrapped up in that five-letter word of trust. Woo-hoo. It means to rely on the truthfulness of, and to have an expectant hope, to fully believe God's word and promises, and to commit to his safekeeping and his care. Trust says, I believe in the God that I serve. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I heard somebody already 1 year ago. This guy, he'd stretch a cable like from one top of a skyscraper, you know, over to another. And he had a wheelbarrow. He put something in that wheelbarrow. I mean, really? Really? Put somebody in that wheelbarrow and pushed them all the way across a piece of cable that big around. Oh, have mercy. Got over there and there's a gang of people looking. I think he did it over Niagara Falls. He did it from canyon to canyon, stretch it, and he put a wheelbarrow, put somebody in a wheelbarrow. You got that much confidence in that, man? I'd never get in a wheelbarrow and let somebody put me in. Well, you're crazy. So there's a big crowd gathered right there, and they was right at the end of that cable. And that man took several people across that cable, big chasm and back, you know. One man, he was a clapping. He said, man alive, I've never seen nothing like that. That guy's pushing that wheelbarrow. He came back over there. And the guy hopped out of it. He said, what y'all think? That guy, he was so happy. He said, man, I've never seen nothing like that. He said, I've watched you just take people over there and back and everything. Never made a bobble. My. Said, I believe you could do anything. He said, hop in the wheelbarrow. Are we the place that we can say, Lord, I know what you've done for others. I know how you've touched and you've moved and you've blessed and brought out. And I have been in that wheelbarrow before in my past, and you took me safely over and never made a bobble. Raise your hand, praise him. Raise your hand, praise him.
Yes.
Brother Jason is coming down right now. In the age we're living, if Jesus tarries his coming, we're going to have to get in the wheelbarrow and say, I trust in the hand of providence.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Proverbs 29:25, he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe.
Shall.
Wow. I really believe that the Lord is telling his church this morning all across this world and America, till I come, my precious bride and my children, till I come, and I'm coming soon, put your trust in me. Put your full confidence in me. Don't look around you.
Yes.
Hold fast to that which you have right now.
Trust in the Lord.
I'm coming soon. Trust me. I'm coming to get you. In these last days and troublesome times, we cannot trust ourselves. That's the truth. We can't trust in man. I don't have my own answers a lot. I cannot trust in the arm of flesh. We cannot put our trust in the government.
No.
Lord, no. But we can put our trust in the Lord who never fails.
Trust in Him.
Listen to me close this morning. The temporal things are going to wear out. Things will break down.
Yes.
People will fail and crumble.
Oh, God.
But our God will not and cannot and shall never fail. The times have changed, Brother Scotty. People have changed in this last moments. But our Heavenly Father says, I am the Lord thy God, and I change not. I am Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I change not. Hallelujah. His mercy endureth forever. His compassions fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lamentation says. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. And you say, Lord, that's all that I want is you. I want my portion to be the spiritual things. I want the heavenly things, Lord. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him and to the soul that seeketh him.
Yeah.
God knows where you're at.
God knows.
He knows exactly where you sit. He knows where your mailbox is and what your social security number is. He knows that he reads your medical charts. He knows all about your finances. But I'm confident is this one thing, that if you'll put him first and keep right on serving and loving him, he'll keep you.
Yes.
And you say, Lord, I love you. I love you this morning.
Lord.
Lord, you've been my trust from my youth, God. Hallelujah. I am what I am, Paul said, by the grace of God.
Grace.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't change myself, couldn't keep myself. But it was the Lord. Anything good that you see in me, any abilities, it's him.
Yes.
I trust in him. I feel him. I feel him all over me this morning. My trust and my hope, God is in you. It ain't in anything else.
Come on, brother.
The psalmist David had great confidence in God, the God that he served. He said in Psalm 71:5, for thou art my hope.
My hope.
Oh, Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. So it sounds like he wrote this when he was older.
Oh.
He's looking back at when he was young. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up. That word holding means held up.
Held up
from the womb. I like this right here. I am as a wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. What do you mean, David, when you said you're a wonder unto many that look at you? He said, I'm a wonder unto many. Do you know what David is saying here? People are amazed. Everyone that knows me wonder, how on earth do I keep on going? What is it, David, the psalmist, that is keeping you? What is it? Hallelujah. What's keeping that man in all of the things that he's been going through? We've known him since he was young. Out there feeding and tending to the flock of sheep. He's been to rock bottom. He's had his share of battles. He's faced many enemies that try to snuff him out. His soul has known many, many troubles. How are you making it, David? What is your secret? It is my trust in God. Wow! How do I get to tomorrow? Take it one step at a time, 1 minute at a time, and focus on the Lord and keep right on following him. Hallelujah. Keep your faith and trust in the Lord. Raise your hand and praise him.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
This thing's bigger than I am. Oh, yes. David knew the secret. He said in Psalms 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee.
Yes, Lord.
Which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee. What have you got laid up for me, Lord, this morning? Have you got some blessings up here?
Oh, God.
Have you got some supplies for my needs? And the Lord said, you better believe I have.
That's right.
Keep following me. David said, listen now, listen in the Hebrews. It says, he preventeth me with the blessings of life. Preventeth, if you look it up, it's a Hebrew word that means he preventeth. The God that I serve goes before me in my path. On down there, he knows that I'll get in need. So what's he do? He goes before me and he lays some blessings right in my path.
Yes,
he preventeth me, goeth before me. He knows when I get down, go around that curve, I'm going to need something. So he just lays some supplies right there. Raise your hand and praise him. Hallelujah. 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 He goes before me. Ain't you glad?
Yes.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. The angels of the Lord encamp round about them that fear him and serve him. The Lord goeth before thee. David said in Psalms, the Lord is always at my right hand. Lord, have mercy. Over me is the blood of Jesus Christ. Underneath me are the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Over me is the feathers. Hallelujah. The wings of the mother eagle. What a chariot to ride in. Raise your hand and praise him. I've got him around me. He's in me. He's over me. He's under me. He sustains me. He keeps me. He feeds me. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yes. Glory, glory.
Woo! It's time, the Lord is saying to us this morning, it's time for you all, me too, to fully trust me. Fully trust me.
Yes.
In the days ahead, I'm coming. I'm coming anytime. But until then, trust me.
Trust me.
Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him.
Acknowledge him.
And he shall direct thy paths.
Right.
Well, we must realize that we are totally helpless without God.
Yes.
Brother Jason, I can't even go out or come in without him, and I know that.
That's right.
Our complete dependence is upon him.
Yes.
My own wisdom this morning is not good enough. My strength is insufficient. Listen.
You're right.
Without the Lord, we fail.
We fail.
If I lean upon the arm of flesh in this hour, I won't make it. Glory.
You're right, Brother Tom.
I must acknowledge him. Don't lean upon my own understanding. Don't try to figure it out. I'm telling you, people sink their own boat. Get depressed and discouraged when you try to figure everything out here. If it comes to a part, you pray and lay it in the Lord's hands and trust him. We must acknowledge him, look to him, and trust him to keep us and to help us make the right decisions and do the right things. It's him that saved me. It's him that keeps my soul. I can't fight my own battles. I can't send the sunshine or the rain. I can't fill the barrel with meal and golden grain. I can't touch this old body. And I can't relieve its stress and pain. If I plan my own future, it surely all be in vain. But I trust in him who is eternal. I trust in his unchanging hand. I know he'll lead me and he'll keep me, for I walk, hallelujah, in his blessed command. So I believe I'll keep right on a trusting and a believing and a serving him until I reach heaven's golden strand. Raise your hand and praise him. I'm gonna follow you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, gotta keep right on us serving you. That devil would like to destroy every one of us, drag us down and paint the blackest picture. But there's hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a silver lining in every dark cloud. I'm telling you, rainbows don't show up in the middle of the heat of the day when there ain't no clouds. But the rainbows always come out, hallelujah, at the end of a storm. Hallelujah, when the rain is beginning to fall off, and you look up in the clouds and you see the prettiest rainbow. The Lord is saying, I set my bow in the clouds to let you know I will keep my word. I will keep my covenant. Praise Him, church, this morning. He never fails. His promises are yea and amen. You can bank on it. Thank you, Lord. Stars don't come out in the middle of the heat of the day either when they ain't no... I mean, when does a star shine, Brother Tommy? I ain't seen them. Well, you will when it gets real dark. The Lord has put those constellations in the skies just for you to look up. Look up. Stars shine the brightest, Sister Anna, when it's the darkest.
Yes.
You can't see them twinkling right now. Go out there and look. Are you with me, Lord? Yeah, I'm with you. It gets dark tonight and you walk out on your deck or front porch out in the lawn, and Brother Chuck, you walk straight out there and just look up in the darkest sky and you'll see the twinkles. It's amazing that God made our solar system. And the solar system consists of our earth, the sun and the moon, and literally 9 planets altogether, they say, and billions of stars just in our solar system.
Yes.
And there's galaxies, they say, galaxies, when they sent up that Hubble Space Telescope, they focused and they've taken pictures of other galaxies swirl, and they look like a little swirl like this, and every galaxy has got millions and billions of stars.
Right.
And if God would put all of that and organized it and timed it just right for our sun to come up in the morning and set in the evening and give us the daylight and give us the night time and the night season. Do you believe that He'll take care of us?
Yes.
Do you believe He will?
Yes.
They said if the earth was 1 degree closer to the sun, 1 degree, it would melt everything. We'd all burn up. It'd be a desert. It said if it was 1 degree, the earth was 1 degree away from the sun, everything would freeze. And we'd freeze to death. So God's got it timed. Just spin the world, spin this earth. Listen now, if God is so minute and so precise in everything, oh, the wisdom that is much greater. His wisdom and knowledge is higher than ours, much more as heaven is from the earth. And God's got it every bit in control. They say that the stars, every one of them, the scientists here recently had discovered that every star and every planet has their own frequency that they give off. As they spin through the solar system and everything goes in a cycle, the stars are singing praises unto the Lord.
Yes.
They put their sensitive instruments out there and they pick up the vibes and a frequency from each star, and they can hone in on it. And that frequency of that star right there is different from the frequency of this one right here. God's got every star named in our galaxy, and there's billions and there's other galaxies. Every little star, the Bible said, let the heavens praise Him. Let the moon and the stars praise Him. Let the angels that excel in strength praise Him. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Now raise your hand and praise Him this morning. He is still in control. Amazing, amazing, amazing. He made the earth. Glory to God. He made it for man. He made it for us. And He spun it up on its axis. It spins over 1,000 miles an hour. And not one of us are slung off of it. Oh, what God has done.
Glory.
Woo! Hallelujah. 24,900 miles around the equator of this earth. Thank you, Lord. That's a lot of land mass.
Wow.
They said you could take it, and if you could average the weight of this earth, listen, the average weight of this earth with all of its ore, all of its metal, all of its rock, and most of it, what you see out here is dirt. It ain't very thick at all.
Yeah.
But rock and earth and ore, and if you could weigh it and put an estimate on, it's almost 300 pounds per square foot.
Well.
But yet, it hangs on nothing. Glory to God. Whoo! His little finger carved out the Grand Canyons.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. He spoke and flung the stars out in space.
Yes.
My.
Glory to God.
Oh, he weighed the dust in a balance, the mountains he weighs them. He holds the water in the palm of his hand. Hey, Job, ask the morning stars as they watch me create the earth. Who laid the foundation of the earth, Job? Who hung it up on nothing? Can you praise him this morning? I believe I'm going to love him. I believe I'm going to serve him. I'm going to hold on to him. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Our help and hope is not in this world. Isaiah 31:1. Now notice close. Look here now. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for their help. Woe means trouble and sorrow and grief. You all go to Egypt, you're going to get in trouble. Woe to them that go down into Egypt for help. Egypt is a type of the world. He goes on. Woe to them that stay, in other words, rely on horses and trust in chariots because there are many, don't trust in them, and in horsemen because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Look to me. Don't look at your military might. Don't look at your ability. Don't look at your science. Science ain't going to help you.
No.
They replaced God with science, and they're going to get in trouble. I heard a story one time, if I can get it right. House was burning down. Wasn't nobody to save that kid upstairs. He went and got a dictionary. He said, if I could just reach, he's a little fella, if I could just reach the ledge of that window, I could push the window open, I could jump down to the ground. House was a burning. Anywhere in the rooms or whatever, he could not go. It was a burning. The smoke was starting to fill in the room. He went and got a dictionary, stood on it, he still couldn't reach the ledge. He went in there, his library, big old library there his dad had, and he got a big science book, and he went running in there, and there's a big old thick science book, and he put it on top of the dictionary, and he stood, and he still couldn't reach the ledge. He went in there and got a few more books, old worldly books, and he stacked them, he still couldn't reach. He said, I just need an inch or two, it's all I need. And he thought about that great big family Bible that his dad had on the shelf. He went over there and got that big old white family Bible, and he kind of running in there, and he laid it on top of the science book, the biology book, hallelujah, and all the stories and everything, the books that was there. And he climbed up on that Bible, and he reached the ledge, and he pushed the window open, and he jumped out to freedom. It was the Bible. Praise him, church. Praise him. When you're down to nothing, when you're down to nothing and nothing else works, nothing else will take you through or take you over or help you up, go get your Bible. Go get your Bible. There's life in it. There is exaltation in it. There's a lifting up in God's Word.
Yes.
Woo.
In that Word of God.
Amen.
This thing's bigger than I am. I can't finish all this. My goodness sakes.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The chapter before that, God said to his people, woe to them that go down into Egypt to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, to trust in the shadow of Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth. God is saying to his people, don't look to this world for your hope. This evil world will let you down. You'll get in trouble. They can't help you. They don't have your answer. But I am your answer. And yes. Your help and hope.
Yes.
I only am your Savior and your Keeper. Look to me only. I am your Deliverer. I am your need supplier. Governments will fall. They'll go down. Hallelujah. Kingdoms and kings will go down into the dust. God says, but I won't. He goes on to tell his people, Isaiah 31:3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God, and their horses are flesh and not spirit. He that helpeth and he that is helped shall fall down and fail together. That's the power of Egypt in the world. So I'm here to tell you this morning, God is going to help and he's going to take care of his people who trust and serve him. If he has to, he'll rain down manna again and give us the bread of heaven. I believe that. Yeah. He'll bring us water out of the rock. Thank God if he has to. When God brought his chosen, I'm going to close here if they want to come up. When God brought his chosen, 3 million of them out of Egypt and delivered them, there wasn't a feeble one among them. They came out of the world of Egypt rich. The Exodus was called the departure. That's the reason it's called Exodus, a departure. They left out. God brought them out. They left it behind. God led his people through deserts. He brought them through the wilderness for 40 years. His faithfulness never failed them. He furnished them a table right out in the middle of nowhere. He fed them, clothed them, and supplied their every need for 40 long years until Israel made it to the promised land. 3 million mommies and daddies and children. Not a one of them went hungry. Not a one of them was feeble. What a faithful God that we serve. And you raise your hand, I believe that we're getting ready for the second departure. I believe we're getting ready for the second departure. And this departure, hallelujah, will trump every one of them. Hallelujah. Would you stand, those that are able to stand this morning and say, I'm getting ready to leave here until the Lord calls me. I'm going to trust him. Hallelujah. I believe it was Perry Stone several years ago. They was having a revival in one of the third world countries, very, very poor. The people were on the brink of starvation, but there was a little church out there in the country, and communism controlled everywhere, but they gathered just a handful of a little flock of people of God's children gathered there. They were poor. They were starving. And they said that they watched as they began to worship and praise God. They said, this is the truth. That bread began to appear in their hands. Don't you tell me that God won't take care of us. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, I know. Hallelujah. I don't know what tomorrow holds and what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. And if it has to, he'll send us the water right out of the rock. Hallelujah. He'll rain down the cornbread of heaven again if he has to. He'll make it appear. He ain't gonna have to. Lord. What was it David the psalmist said? He said, I was once young. He said, but now I'm old. But I have never seen a righteous forsaken, nor their seed of begging bread. How many knows that God will take care of these all on this morning?
Yes.
Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's say, God, help me trust you. Woo! Put all of my trust, all of my faith, all of my hope, God, in you. I trust in the Lord.
He holds me secure.
Oh, Jesus.
With a strong hand and love so pure. Nothing is sure. I'm glad that Jesus holds me secure.
What a hand. What a hand.
Strong hand of love, so pure in this world.
love him.
I was going down in sinking sand.
Yes, God.
When the precious blood, he reached out his hand.
I'm now standing on solid ground. Love him, church. Praise him, church. Victory.
Victory.
And he holds me secure. With a strong hand and love.
That's your people, God. God, we pray.
In this world when the
king
is sure, I'm glad that Jesus holds me secure.
God, help us.
Oh, he holds me secure.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In this world where nothing is true, I'm glad that Jesus holds me secure.
Rains and the storms.
Because I'm held by
yes.
God's unchanging
hand. Oh, what a hand, what a hand.
I won't worry when the storms around me rage.
Oh, now, oh, now.